The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
This volume has been graciously dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shimshon Beanstock and family in the schus of Mordechai ben Sarabasha Beanstock, Ha'orech Yomim Toivim. May the Torah studied through this volume bring him continued gezunt and hatzlacha ad mea ve'esrim shana.
Gittin daf lamed dalet. We're learning the sugya of Afkinu Rabbanu Kiddushim Minei, one of the more difficult to understand sugyas in Dinei Mominis, in Sidrei Noshim Nezikin, where Chazal were mafkia the Kiddushim in order to take away having to deal with a problem which would create some type of mikshul. In our case, we're talking about the din that Chazal were mafkia the Kiddushim, the marriage of when a husband is being the guy's wife, and he was mevatel a shliach shelo b'fanav. So we're going to have a shliach. Not knowing they didn't have email in those days, so in order that the shliach shouldn't go and unknowingly give the get, despite the fact that the shliach was batel, they were mafkir the kedushin. The concept is not a concept that only exists here in the sugya. It's a concept that exists in many places. In Shas, we're going to deal with this type of problem. We'll just mention a few examples, just to like the background. Just to see where this type of thing comes up, before we understand the dynamics of how they were mevatel the kedushin. Where else do we find such a din? There's one sugya in Ksubas Daf Beis, where it's called Oynis Bekiyum Atnai, which means that a husband, again, a similar concept of gerushin, where a husband gave his wife a get, traveled away, traveled to war, traveled to business, again, a common scenario, and he wasn't heard from. He gave the wife the get, bitnai im loyovoi, in the next 30 days, in the next year. That means if he doesn't come in the next year, that means he doesn't want to stay married to he wants to stay wherever he is. In that case, he was locked up, he can't get back. I'd comment that he's still alive, the gerushin would be a gerushin. He can give the get now, but tonight that he doesn't come back. Which was, an institution, the Gemara says in several places, that was done by all battles. In the times of Tanakh, when they went out, they gave their wife a get. Im loy bossi mikan va'ad, whatever it was, that's how David HaMelech married Bathsheba. There was no ma'aseh aveira, because Uriah Achiti had given Bathsheba a get, im loy bossi. So, over there, where there's a sofik, if Be'etzim he wanted to come, he was planning on coming, he was a nenas, let's say there was a river that blocked him from coming, there was some type of hurricane or whatever, he couldn't get a train out. Oynis b'kiyum atnai b'gitin, over there the halacha is chazal mafkir, again you're going to have the same problem. He didn't come, she's going to get married, she thinks she's divorced. Really he was an oynis, really the tnai wasn't this kind, or boynis, it's not considered that there was a bitl of the tnai and so on. There's another case then in the Dorm, we learned a few months ago, eshesish sha'omru tmeyani. We don't believe her, even though the Shavi and Ashkhadik of the Surah, we're choshish, the Shema Nosne Nea Ba'acher, the Aloch is with Mafkir, the Kiddushin, and we don't say that she becomes also to him. We say that the Kiddushin becomes rendered botel, in which case he wasn't married to her, and in which case if she was Mizana, even though the choshish, she was Mizana, if the Kiddushin is botel, she wasn't an Eish, she doesn't become a Seder, she's not also to her husband. Another case is, where a man was mekadosh isha bal korcho, even though the halacha is that tlu yizov and zvini, a person, if he forces somebody else by gunpoint to sell his car, sell his house, he gave him money, he gave him the price. But he forced him to sell, he gave him money, the halacha of the sale is valid, because under coercion a person's mask him to sell his possessions. The Gemara says, theoretically, the same should be true by kedushin. If a man forces a woman at gunpoint to accept kedushin, l'chor she's selling herself for the money that she got. L'chor the kedushin should be a kedushin. Afkinu rabban who also shalai kagin, also loy shalai kagin and mevatel the kedushin. Another case where Yevamos Daf Kofiyud was a man was mekadosh an isha ba'ofin that she was already mekudesh with the kedushin rabban. There are several cases of kedushin rabban. She's a ketana where. L'chaira, what he meant to do is he meant to prevent her from living with the man that she was living with till now. She was only mekudeshes to husband A midrabbanan. Fellow B came along with mekadesh with the kedushin deiraisa, thereby asking up A. Chazal felt that since A already had a schus to live with her, albeit that the gemara's kedushin was derabbanan, Chazal were mafkia the kedushin of B in order to facilitate the Dova Yosha, that A should be able to continue living with her. And the most controversial case, because it's only according to Rashi, is the Gemara says in Perek Yisha Rabba, in the end of Yevamos, that even though Eindom Mishra and Pachas Mishnayim, Chazal allowed one aid, Nemonus, to be made on a woman that her husband died in Dinus Hayom. That her husband died, were matter and aid Yisha, Mishumiguna, Akilu Barabbas. Some Mishnayim have a way of explaining that's really Midaraisa. He's really named Midaraisa. Rashi holds Kibshutu Shalai Gemara, that's only Midarabonon. Ah, how do we allow an aid Shish out? Look, we don't believe in aid Echod, Midaraisa. That her husband is dead. Rashi says in Shabbos Kuf Mem Hey that they will matter an Isha Pied Echad L'Shuk because of Afkin Rabban and Kiddushim. Again, the Rishonim jump on Rashi. There's many problems. If we say over there, the Gemara says the Lamaisa, let's say her husband did show up. Turns out that Echad was made up. Turns out she was Mizana. She got remarried. Tetz Mizel Mizel. She has dinner. V'soy Dazoyne V'chule. What do you mean? If the way we're matter her is because we were mafkir, the kedushin of the dead husband, so it turns out she didn't do an aveiru. So what are you going to say? We were only mafkir, the kedushin of the first husband, if he's dead. So catch 22. If he's dead, then we'll allow the kedushin to be pachal. But if he shows up, when he shows up, then we say the kedushin really wasn't pachal. We weren't mafkir the kedushin. So now she's also because she was mizana. A little bit difficult. That's a problem with the Rashi. There are other Rashis that also bring this up in subjective situations. Persons mekadesh isha be sura not derabonon, okay, sura not derabonon mit deraisa the kesef is kesef. He was mekadesh a woman with kedusha with sura not derabonon. Rashi says in Pesachim Daf Zayin that the kedusha is not kedusha. Why call him mekadesh and not derabonon mekadesh? Again, over there we could be doicha that the pshat is Chazal rendered it not money. Once it's not money, then mit deraisa the kedusha not kedusha. Not that the kedushin was chal, and Chazal were mafkir the kedushin. Chazal were mafkir the value of the money, and now midaraisa the kedushin is not kedushin. Okay, these are different cases. One last case, because it's important, is a concept called get meusa. Get meusa is going to be in Yitz Hashem and Peches and Mebe is one of the last shiurim in this masechta. But it's an important concept because every time a husband doesn't want to give his wife a get, does a bezdin have a koyach? Does a bezdin authorize to pressure, to coerce the husband to giving a get? Certain cases, yes. Get me'usa, how is it kosher bizman hazeh? Bizman hazeh, we don't have a proper authorization of bezdin. The Gemara says that our batidinim, since we don't have smicha function derabonon, some rishonim understand that we gotta get me'usa, we don't need smicha. But there is a, there's a whole, it's a whole discussion unto itself. The Rajma, his opinion is that if the bezin does not have smicha, then badness in the din of get meusa does not work. It's only api bezin. A layman wants to beat up somebody else to give his wife a get. The get is possible. It's called a get shalom b'tzayin amal. If it's like the bezin, the Rambam says that's called you read to me once. Every person be'etzin deep inside, inside every yid lies a rotzin to be mekayim divrei chazal and so on. So Chazal explained that that's called berotzin. The Rajma says, but Bizmanenu, that the Bezin is not real, that's called a Getchel Eberotzer. I, how she allowed to go get married? How will Chazal matter l'shuk? The Aloch is, Afkin Rabbanu Kiddushu Mine. Okay, so these are some of the cases of, and of course, we have the case of the Shliach that came in Dinus Hayom. Shliach came in Dinus Hayom in Gittin Abbeis. Shliach came in Dinus Hayom, he gave a get. We believe the Shliach that the get was written, Bifanei Nechta, Bifanei Nechta. What happens then? The husband comes, the husband says the get was written, Shaloi Kalocha. The husband says that the get was written Shaloi Kalocha. We're matir the Isha Lashuk, and we say don't believe him because the Shliach had Nemonis Kibay Trey that the get was written before Nechtam, before Nechtam. I, the Baal Medir Reis, according to the Rambam, has a koyach to cast dispersion on the get. No, Afkin Rabban Kedushim Minei, some of the Rishonim say, Shtotsu that Muslim. So we have all sorts of cases from all across the board. When do we say Afkin Rabban Kedushim Minei? When do we not say Afkin Rabban Kedushim Minei? This is a discussion. Now let's try to get into the nitty gritty of how it works. And that's the more important part of the sugya. Very difficult concept. Chazal, Mafkir, Kedushim. Did they say Lamafreya, Ein Adam Oysa Bilos Bilaznus? Did they say Lamafreya that he was living with her the last 30 years by Biznus? What does that mean? Also, if the kedushin became bottles, it means that they were never married. Is he then allowed to go and marry her sister? So the Meiri in Ksumas Daf Gimel over there by the Sugya of Einayin is Begitin says that if they were Matir and they said Afkinu Rabbanu Kedushu Minei, so then they would have to be Midaraisa Beretzim they were Afkinu Kedushu. He'd be allowed to marry his sister Midar Rabbanu. It doesn't look nice. He was married to woman X for the last 30 years. He shouldn't go marry her sister. But Beretzim it had Lomdus of Afkinu Rabbanu Kedushu Minei. It would be Mutir. Again, like we pointed out, that's one of the kashas that Rashi says by an aguna that were matir al piyei echod, because the suri says if he shows up, then he's not allowed to marry her krovim. It didn't even. What do you mean? There's no krovim. There's no even. There's no issues. Everything is bottled. Lo lamuud lo mafreid. They were never married. Why is it called kizinsa? Why is there din yibum? Tosfos by us is daflam and gimel. L'chor seems to grapple with this problem, and Tosfos takes apart all the different outgrowths, all the different tzoyes of Bittul Kedushin, and Rabbeinu Tam and Ri have a discussion back and forth what exactly is going to happen. Where Chazal Mafkia, where they know, Lamashal, let's say a woman was Mizana, and the husband wanted to save her from the consequences, so what he does is, he'll write out a get, he'll send her the get with a shlich, he'll be Mamakal, the shlich, shlich, in front of, and presto, they were never married, Lamafre, the Kedushin became Bottul, he saved his wife from being killed up in Bezin. Shem Yechap al Basachoyse. Most husbands wouldn't do it. The Gemara says, Basa Choyse. He'd be willing to go the extra mile to save his wife who was unfaithful from the din of Bezdin. So would that be the case? Cholkim Rabbeinu Tam Viri. Tais is asked the Kasha, the law is blib Hasra Sofik. Anytime you give a man, a woman, a Hasra, a being Mizana, you never know if she's really going to have that end, because maybe it will become Batul Mafreid. Maybe the husband then will go, he'll write out again, Chazal, he'll be Mavakul, Chazal be Mafkir the Kedushin, and thereafter you'll be left without a marriage. Is that Asura Sofik? No, Tosfos says, maybe since right now this is the situation, that's not called Asura Sofik, Tosfos says by Nozir also. Give a Nozir, Mishnah says, by Nozir, you give him Asura, Al Tishta Yayin, Al Tishta Yayin, just let me say his Nozir. The halacha is that, that is Chai Malkus for Shtiyas Yayin. What do you mean? He could always be shown that. So Tosfos says, no, that's not called Asura Sofik. Since in front of us is a situation of Vados, that's a Maisa Aver, that's not called, that's not Asura Sofik. Tosfos Makis, Daf Tezvom and Beis debates this Nakuda back and forth. But I'll go upon him. Rabbeinu Tam and Ri argue whether Chazal instituted this Afkinu Rabbanu Kedushin Minei, even when we know it'll boomerang and it'll be used against our better judgment, where the husband will play shtick and he'll be mevatel where it's shaloi berotzer. Maybe we'll say that we won't allow a husband to use it because then he'll be marba mamzerim, he'll be marbeznos. So that's some of the discussion back and forth. The Ramban and other Rishonim say something else. They say that maybe Chazal were not mafkia be'etzim the kedushin b'poil. What they did was they created. It's hard to understand exactly what the Rishonim is saying. The Ramban says it like this: that maybe they created a pachad by him that we're saying to him that if he does this ma'isa and his mavatul. And he's mevatel to get in this way, then will be mevatel l'mafreya his kedushin. It turns out l'mafreya was living with her b'yisr. He won't want to do that, therefore, he won't be mevatel to get that way. Not that we actually do it. We don't actually do it. We create an impetus for him to not want to do that which we don't want him to do in order not to create mitzrayim. So what is it? It's a catch-22. It's fake. It's real. It's a real din. The Pashtus, the Balitais is accepted. It seems to be the halacha, that there is a concept of Afkinu Rabbanu Kedushin Minei. We have to understand how that will affect us and whether we could make our own Afkinu Rabbanu Kedushin Minei in any circumstances of Kedushin that doesn't work. Who's authorized to be matter? Who's authorized not to be matter? What would be the dinim of this, the tetzois, of this mechanism called Afkinu Rabbanu Kedushin Minei? That we'll discuss in Yitzhak Hashem the next year.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.